Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year and welcome back and all of that jazz.
Happy New Year to you guys too.
Although we are talking about something a wee bit sad to start us off this morning, Ronnie Spector passing away, which I know a lot of people are absolutely gutted about. She was a huge legend.
Yeah, amazing. That band is just incredible. Yeah.
I think the Ronettes are one of those bands that people know about, but they still haven't really had that, you know, I'm waiting for the big kind of blockbuster movie sort of doco thing that like really pulls them back into the center of attention, because they are such an incredible group and they have been so hugely influential across genre, across like scene. It's just, you know, their influence is everywhere, but you don't necessarily know it because that kind of like fucker papa hasn't been traced maybe.
Yeah, it's quite crazy because there were so many girl group kind of in the 60s, they kind of were a phenomenon. And I guess what makes the Ronettes different is they just looked badass, you know?
Hard out, yeah.
The Guardian describes them as towering black beehives, extravagant eye makeup and tight sheath dresses. The Ronettes brought a whiff of sex and danger to the wholesome girl group genre of the early 60s.
Definitely.
Very cool.
Which I think kind of sums it up. So it was three girls, Veronica Bennett, who became Ronnie Spector, Estelle Bennett, her older sister, and their cousin Nedra Talley. And they actually kind of all hung out together, and Veronica and, or Ronnie Spector and Nedra kind of went to dance classes and singing classes and things like that. Mm. And then they performed as the Darling Sisters in 1959 at the Apollo and won a talent competition there.
Oh, true. Okay.
But it wasn't until kind of like 1961, where they were standing in line to go into the Peppermint Lounge, that they kind of were mistaken for a girl group that were going to perform there that night, that they kind of like got ushered in and then they performed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then so then they started kind of like being like noticed and that sort of thing. But of course it was Phil Spector in 1963 when they signed with him. And what's quite remarkable is they actually disbanded in 1966.
It was really not a long time that they were like the Ronettes. Yeah.
Yeah. And they disbanded because Estelle and Nedra got married.
Gosh. Yeah. It all changes,
to get married now. Oh. Yeah, can't do other things as well.
It's just shocking, eh?
Yeah.
Really, the difference.
Yeah. So what does make the Ronettes different, other than, you know, working with Phil Spector and the Wall of Sound and that sort of thing, is that they dressed differently. So the other girl groups kind of wore flared dresses and skirts and things like that. And the Ronettes were heavily influenced by their neighbourhood they grew up in, which was Spanish Harlem. And they would see the women walking around with big hair, big eyeliner and cigarettes. And they decided that they just wanted to be really different. And, of course, because they looked so dangerous, people thought they were, but they were actually just young, nice girls.
Real nice.
Yeah. Their aunties used to make their costumes. And they would always request that they were tight with, you know, dresses with slits or like capri pants and that sort of thing. What I didn't know is that when the Beatles came to America, I think it was in 1964, they met the Ronettes, who taught them how to do the pony and all those kind of dances.
Right, yeah.
And Ronnie Spector dated John Lennon, and her sister Estelle dated George Harrison.
Oh, funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And Be My Baby, which is kind of the highest charting and most well-known song, was number 4 in the UK. And they ended up, and Baby I Love You, the follow-up, was number 11. And I think they were kind of more well-known there. And they toured with the Rolling Stones in 1964 as well. So they heavily influenced a lot of women in the way that they dressed, because they did look so different. And I guess that also comes from, you know, the fact that Estelle and Ronnie were African-American, Native American and Irish. It was quite a, you know, kind of interesting combination at the time for people, you know, and that horrible, you know, horrible term of exotic and that sort of thing.
And also, I mean, we've kind of talked about this before when we've talked about black musicians who had success in the UK, that they didn't have at the kind of contemporary time in America, and it's not that racism didn't exist in the UK, but it presented differently, and there was less about the like overt segregation that you were getting in the States. So you kind of had this weird way that black artists could have a different type of pop legacy in the UK that they weren't necessarily able to have in America at the same time, even though there were struggles across both sides of the Atlantic. It's a kind of an interesting thing, and you see how, yeah, when you get them touring with bands like, you know, the Rolling Stones, that's something that wouldn't necessarily be able to happen in the States in the same way with the kind of context and the history of that space.
Definitely. And Ronnie has actually spoken of like growing up and feeling quite displaced, you know, both in her neighbourhood and with her family, because of her skin being lighter and her hair being straighter, you know, compared to other members of her family and that sort of thing. But they did grow up in quite a musical family. Her father was a drummer, and the family would always kind of create trios and quartets and things amongst the community, which sounds really cool.
Yeah.
But I kind of find it quite interesting touring with the Rolling Stones as well, because apparently, you know, when you think about it, lots of girls would have been screaming for the Rolling Stones, but apparently the guys screamed for
the Ronettes,
which is fun.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, but I guess most the most obvious influences would be that Ronnie really affected Amy Winehouse, and Amy Winehouse's look is completely taken from Ronnie Spector.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's something that I always think about with the Ronettes and with Ronnie Spector, is they influenced punk musicians. Not that Amy Winehouse was a punk, but a lot of her style came from punk as well. But they influenced punk musicians in a way that I find is really interesting. And I think it's like what you said, they have this like hyper femininity, but also this hyper toughness.
Yeah.
And there's an edge to them that not a lot of the other contemporary girl groups were sort of exploring. And that is something that I think punk latched onto and were like, we're going to sort of emulate that, or we're going to borrow that, or, you know, look up to that a little bit. And there's still heaps of punks who will be like, oh yeah, the Ronettes.
Most definitely. Influence. And you can read a lot about that online, about like the influence and that sort of thing. And what the other kind of thing that I find quite fascinating is a bit like Destiny's Child, like they dressed, well, I guess the Ronettes dressed exactly the same, but their point of difference for each woman in the group was their fringes. So one would have a curtain fringe, one would have a side part fringe, and the other one would have like a more blunt fringe.
Yeah.
But they all had like massive beehives.
Huge hair. So cool. Yeah. Incredible hair. We might do a bit of a hair special in the coming weeks. We were just talking about that off air. There's so much good hair to explore. Speaking of, I was just saying, oh, when are we going to get the movie about Ronnie Spector? There is actually one being made right now. I've just seen on the internet with Zendaya as Ronnie Spector, which is a very good casting choice. Cool. Which would make sense, because I saw a lot about Zendaya sort of being, you know, publicly very sad about Ronnie Spector, and I just assumed they were mates. I didn't realise she was also playing her in a movie, so...
Yeah. Have you ever seen that film, The Sapphires? I haven't seen it, but I wonder whether that... Does that take anything from
the
Ronettes?
I'd say there's an influence. Yep. Yeah, I'd say there's definitely an influence. But I think that was also based on a true story from Australia as well, maybe. It's been a while since I've watched it. Someone will be able to fact check us on the old text machine there. But yes, it is a terribly sad piece of news, and an amazing woman that she was. So I'll be keen to see that movie. And I mean, we've got lots of great music to listen to in the meantime.
Yeah, and we should also point out that Ronnie Spector did go on to have a solo career as well. So she married Phil Spector in 1968, and then kind of revived her career, I think, in 1971, I think it was.
Yeah. Totally. You've picked us Walking in the Rain. Why did you pick this song this morning, Penny?
Because apparently it was Ronnie Spector's favourite, but also Phil Spector won a Grammy for this one, his only Grammy, and it was for the sound effects.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Penelope Noir. We'll see you soon. Walking in the Rain by the Ronettes. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us the fashion of Ronnie Spector this morning.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.